Okay, we are continuing Shashirim. Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud. Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, this farm on the middle table there. Is that misplaced, Abyssal? Pasuk Yud says, Mayofu Doidayech, in Rebbe's version, it's Reish Samach Beis. Reish Samach Beis. Mayofu Doidayech, Achoisi Chalob. How beautiful are doidayich, my sister Kala. Again, we have the word Kala, achaisi Kala, like we've had in the psukim till now. Matoivu doidayich miyayin, your dadim are better than wine. Vereach shmonayich mikol besomim, and the smell of your shemen, of your oil, from all other spices. So Rashi says here, mayofu doidayich means any place that you showed me love, yafehu be'enai. It's yafe, it's yafu, it's fitting, it's beautiful in my eyes. Now, where was that? So Rashi says it's all the places where the Mishkan was. Gilgal, Shiloh, Noiv, Givain, Beis Olamim, and the Beis HaMikdash. Husha yasar habavli, minucha ushar v'yudim. Says the Gemara, and the Talmud Bavli says that Menucha is, the Torah refers to the Mishkan as Menucha, the place of the Menucha, and the other places where we met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Menucha Zu Yerushalayim, Hushar V'yudim Mokam Shenizvada Shom Shechina L'Yisrael. So this is referring to Mayafu Deidayech HaChoy Zichala, is the place where we met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had a meeting place, a Mayed, Oyal Mayed. A Mayed is a meeting place. We had a meeting place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is all of these places where the Mishkan was and the Beis HaMikdash was. And he doesn't really say what's pshat matayvu deidayich miyayin and reach shmanayich bikal besamim. He just says reach shmanayich means shame toiv. So he's darshening shmanayich not from a lashon of like shemen. It sounds like a lashon of shame. And it was with his apostle. There's a measure of toiv shame mishemen toiv. There's a measure that says by Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria, that a shame is better than shemen toiv. So maybe that's what Rashi is based on, but he doesn't give a pirish exactly what it's referring to. Excuse me. So Zakta going, Mayofu doidayich, pirish, we're going to try to do two psukim today because they're both small. Shal gimel dvarim ha'ilam oimed. This pasuk is referring to the three things that the oilam is oimed on, ala toirov, ala voidov, al gmilas chasodim. So therefore, says the guy, what's he referring to? Mayofu doidayich hu gemilas chasnege gemilas chasodim. Mayofu doidayich is referring to gemilas chasodim sheoisa adam im chavera, that a person does with his friend. So shehu yofe ma'oid. So the guy is saying there's going to be, we have three descriptions in this pasuk. Mayofu, matoivu, and reach shmanayich mikol besamim. So Yafu, which is Yafu Ma'id, is beautiful, very nice. That's referring to Gemilas Chasadim. Matoivu, the next part of the Pasuk, Hu Neged Taira, Shein Toiv Ala Taira. And Reach Shmanayich, Hu Neged Avoida, Shekol HaKelim V'Akehanim Nimshru B'Shemet. So this Pasuk is referring to the Gimel Dvarim that Ha'olam is Oimed. The Gimel Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed. And Torah Avoid and Gemilas Chasadim is giving it a description for each and every one of them. Now, based on what we said before, that this pasuk, these psukim are referring to our entrance into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it says Achoisi Chala. We only have the name Kala once we get into Eretz Yisrael. And like we said numerous times, and we're going to continue to say, that whatever Ruchnias is done in Eretz Yisrael is a different Ruchnias than was done in Chutz Laaretz. Torah is different, Avodah is different, Gemilas Chasadim is different. Everything in Eretz Yisrael, we said the mitzvahs are really made to be done, Bishlei Musam in Eretz Yisrael. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is on a much higher level. So again, it makes sense here that on the Gimel Dvarim, Ha'olam Oimed, Ala Torah, Val Avodah, Val Gemilas Chasadim, we describe them here entering into Eretz Yisrael in a whole different light. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though some of these we had, or most of all of them we had before, in the Midbar as well, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's an entirely different level, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes it in a different light, in a different beauty. So he's saying, Mayafu Daidayich, that's referring to Gemilas Chasadim, Shehu Yafeh Ma'ayid. So Rebbe wants the Taina that Yafi is something that you could see. You see something nice, it's Yafeh Ma'ayid. What Torah accomplishes in the world, we know it accomplishes. But it's not something you could see and you describe it as Yafeh. You know, there's something called Taif, Tein Taif Ala Torah. You know Avayda accomplishes in the world. But to say something is Yafeh Ma'ayid, that's a beauty that you see. So Gemilas Chasadim is something that you do in Chaveiroi, is Nikar La'ayin, it's very recognizable. So therefore, that's why the Pasuk used the word Ma'yafeh, Ma'yafu, how beautiful it is. Ein Taif Ala Torah. Ein Taif Ala Torah. That's a Gemara that tells us Ein Taif Ala Torah. And in the Sefer Milas HaTorah from the brother of the Vilna Gaon, he writes over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. So I created the Yetzer Hara, and the antidote to the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. So says the Sefer Milas HaTorah, Yadua, Sharafua Tzricha Liyos Bidover HaMisnage L'chayla. The refuah has to be something that counteracts the sickness. In order, in other words, and he explains, he says an interesting thing. He says, says, what happens if you have something that's a sickness, a person's at one extreme. So you got to get him back to the middle. So how do you get him back to the middle? You have to swing him all the way to the other side to get back to the middle. We all know that from the Rambam, who talks about in Midos, that's the way the person goes on the Shvil, Hazov, on the Derech HaMamutza. But the Sefer Malos HaTorah is saying that it's not only in Midos, it's really in anything. If you want to center something, you have to balance it out. If it's on one extreme, you got to balance it and it will come to the middle. So therefore he says, if the Yetzihara is called Ra, so therefore, the counteracting of that is the Torah, so the Torah has to be Taif. So therefore, the Torah is called Taif, K'may Shekasav Ein Taif Ela Torah.
What's the middle then?
The middle is that, I guess, that you can control it, I guess. I hear. It's a good question. well, I guess you can have something that's not Taif and that's not Ra. To be middle land, right? So you're saying it's not enough to just obliterate the Ra. You got to swing to the Taiv in order to get back. Avada, the best thing is going to stay by the Taiv. However, but to at least get back out of the sickness, to pull it out, you need to be. Very good. Okay, so that's Mataivu Doidayich Miyayin. And then we have here, V'reach Shmanayich, he says, is Kenegad Avoido. The Kol HaKelim VaKehanim were Nimshechu with the Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore when we refer to Avoida, we refer to the Reach Shmanayich. it's just Kedai here to say over an interesting thing. I think he says it here. When we talk about Gemilas Chasadim in Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting because Torah, we say, Torah ain't Torah, Keteras Eretz Yisrael. Avoida, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is, Makom Menucha. But even Gemilas Chasadim, we're saying, like all of mitzvahs, have a mile in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a very interesting Ramban when he talks about the Anshei Stoim. The Ramban by the Anshei Stoim is very bothered. Why was it that the Anshei Stoim had to be destroyed the way that they were? And the Ramban says, since their Gemar Din was that they didn't do Chesed, and Adrabah, they were Achzorim, they were against Chesed. The Ramban writes, V'da ki mishpat stoim hoya l'maylas Eretz Yisrael. The reason why they got such a punishment is only because they were in Eretz Yisrael. Ki hi michlal nachlas Hashem ve'eno seivelas anshei te'evas. Eretz Yisrael can't handle people who do averas, like we said last week or the other week. Kasher tokias, kasher koz agoy l'pneichem. Hashem said by the arayas there, don't do arayas in Eretz Yisrael, because the land will spit you out like it spit everyone. It can't be soivel. And therefore, since they did this Aveira of such Achzarias in Eretz Yisrael, Memela, there was a point of no return. And he says, therefore, he writes that that really the other, because the Ramban is very bothered that the other Umas Ha'ilam also were Roy V'chatoim Ma'oid. But the answer is Lemailas Eretz Yisrael. Lemailas Eretz Yisrael is different. So we see over here that even when it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, where it's not like a mitzvah tluyas baretz, but the fact that a person is in Eretz Yisrael, everything is an entire different level. Mitzvahs are on a different level, and Averis are on a different level. Everything is on a different level in Eretz Yisrael. So that is why over here in this Pasuk, when we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshabeach, the Gimel Dvarim Shalom Oymed, that now took on a whole new level when we came into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's move on to Pasuk Yud Aleph now. So the Pasuk says, Noifes Titoifna Sifsei Sayich Kala, and Rebbe, this is Reish Ayin Tes. So Noifes Titoifna Sifsei Sayich Kala. So again, we have the Kala here. And it says, Noifes Titoifna. So Rashi says, Noifes Loshon of Masuk. Noifes is sweetness. Will drip from your lips. Rashi says it's referring to Taimei Torah. The reasons of Torah are very sweet. You have honey and chalav under your and milk under your tongue. Rashi doesn't say anything on that. Mesam has to do with Torah as well. Torah is nimshal l'dvash and l'chalav. That's why in Shavuos is a minhag between chalav and dvash, because Torah is nimshal to both. Everyone knows about the chalav; they forget the dvash part. But the Ramah brings down both. V'reach salmasayich kireach levonim. So Rashi says the smell of your clothing is mitzvahs hagunais hanehagas b'salmasayich. He's talking about the mitzvahs that refer specifically to clothing: tzitzis, tcheles, Big Day Kahuna, Isser Shatnez. So the mitzvahs you do with your clothing, Kareach Levonain, are like the Reach of Levonain, is one of those besamim, one of those, the besamim of the Ketaris. So Rashi is saying the Pasuk is referring to Taimei Torah and to certain mitzvahs. The guy over here says, Pirish, Kibat Torah Klulin Pardes. We had this once before in Perek Gimel. When we talked about what the Torah Klal Yisrael lost with the Chet HaEgel, and over there the Gaon also said there's four Chalakim to Torah, there's Pardes, there's Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Said. We said over there the Gaon had different ways, there was two ways of learning Pardes, but let's leave it at that. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Said. So the Gaon saying there's four, Torah has four things in it. And that's what it means here. Noifes titayfna sifseisayich husoidois haTorah. We're referring to the hidden secrets of Torah, and that's really the essence of Torah. That's really the neshama of Torah is the soid shei mesukim midvash. That's the sweetest. It's more sweet than honey. The guy in somewhere says that noifes. If I can find it here, what does he say it here? Noifes, right? It says mesukim midvash v'noifes tzufim. Noifes, the guy says, is something that's even more sweet than honey. V'noifes tzufim. If I get serious, says it. That's what it means, doctor. That's good. What was that? What he says over here? Tzufim nekdash tzufim nekmas ma'id. I'm sorry. The Gaon says that noifes means to drip. You see, Rashi said a lashon of masuk, but actually the Mitzuda says inyan hazala v'atacha. It's a lashon of dripping. So the Gaon says on that pasuk, mesukim midvash, he says that dvash is sweet, the noifes tzufim, and the dripping of tzufim. Tzufim, he says, is something that is more sweet than honey. I don't know what it is, but it's more sweet than honey. So when the guy says noifes titayfna sifseisayich kala, there's this dripping of sifseisayich kala. He's referring to that noifes tzufim, which is even more sweet than honey. So he says it's referring to the soides hatayra that are masuk midvash. They're more sweet than honey. Now we're going to have to understand in a minute what the word sifseisayich means, what the words the lips have to do with that. But let's continue. Dvash v'chalav, he says, heim remez v'drush. That's referring to remez and to drush. Kiremez hu masuk. Now here we have to change this word. Because Revda says, later on in page Reish Pei Gimel and Reish Pei Tes, that in all the old Kisvei Yadus, they all say hu masuk kidvash. Not midvash, like it says by the way he printed it here. They all say kidvash. We're level down. It's equal to honey. Remez and Jerush is masuk kidvash. Vidrush, he says, who shamein, I'm sorry, Remez is masuk kidvash. That's Remez is dvash, that's why it's equal to dvash. So that's why neifes titaifna, that's the neifes sufim, more than dvash. Then we have dvash, equal to dvash, that's Remez. Then there's drush, who shamein ma'oid, it's very fatty drush, shumarchiv es halacha, it's able to broaden what the halacha is. You darshan things, you have a simple halacha, you have extra yud, includes this, it includes that, it's marchiv it. So it's fatty like milk, not like this milk, but like regular milk, right? It's shumarchiv es halacha, l'chei nikro chalav. So you have noifes titaifna is the side, dvash is the remez, and Jerush is the chalav, v'reach salmaisayich, and the smell of your clothing, hu pshat ha'atayra. That's pshat, shu halavush al ha'atayra. That's the cloak, that's the clothing of the Torah, and let's be marchiv on these things for a moment. So we have over here, the soid, that's mesukim midvash, that's the sweetest thing. The problem is over here, that, and it's interesting, because the Gaon in this pirish does not explain to us the sifse sayich, the lashoinech, right? The tongue. Those descriptions he doesn't explain. And the kareach levonin he doesn't explain. The reach he doesn't explain. He just says it's the cloak. In the pirish beis he does explain them. However, the problem is that you can't just mix them together because in the rest of it, in the pardes, he says different things over here. But what he says in Pirish Bey is by the Sifsei Sayich, he doesn't learn it's talking about Tzayid there. He says, She'aymrim b'peh, you use your mouth. Over there he says, talking about Halacha, which makes it a little problematic for us, because if anything, Tzayid is the one that you don't say. That's the one you keep a secret, right? As we'll see that in a moment. And in fact, when it comes to Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'shaynech, in the second pshat, he says, that you keep under your tongue, and you cover and you don't say. So again, it could work for us in Remez and Drush, maybe, you have to know why you shouldn't say it. However, but we're back to even more of a problem, because if those things you keep quiet, so then why is the side lips, if say sayach, which sounds like speech? And when it comes to Reach, Reach is smell. So Reb Rebbe is very, very bothered by what to do with this pasuk over here, what to do with this Sifsei Sayich. He does bring down a few interesting things. We're not going to get like a very clear pshat over here, but he brings down a few interesting things. He says that, if you look on page Resh Pei Dalin, he's first of all bothered b'chla, why drush is something to be kept under your tongue, assuming that in this pshat, he says, Remez, I understand, that's close to Said. Maybe those are things you keep a little quieter. Drush, like the Gaon says, that's Marchiv es Halacha. Like, why is that? He's bothered by that. So he brings down here, Derech Agav, a very interesting thing. It's Kedai, I guess, to know. He says, he brings down from the Chaya Adam, on the bottom there, in page Resh Pei Dal. He says, the Chaya Adam in his Pirush on Agada says, something that he heard from the Gaon, Hagoyin HaChassid, which is the Gra, Pamachas Bepurim. He says, V'nishal Lefanev, it was asked in front of the Gaon, the Gemara Megillah says, Kol HaShirois Nichtevois Ariach HaGabi Levena. All the Shiras in the Torah, like you have Shiras Hazino, and you have Shiras Oz Yashir, and you have a Navi also, is written, Ariach Teksav HaGabi Levena, on top of the the chalak, the empty part, right? In other words, it's not you have a ksav and then you have and it's over what's empty, right? And it's like a building. Ulevein agabi aria chutz mishirazu, except for the aseres bnei Haman, which are written straight on both sides, right? You have the names and you have the vases here. And in the Malchei Kanan, in Yeshua, when it talks to the Malchei Kanan also, Shariach al Gabi Ariach, Levein al Gabi Levein. Everything is on top of each other. They're not on top of the space.
that's considered a shira.
This is Gemara Megillah. That's what Gemara says, because it's not written in the normal way. L'chaira. That's what it means to say.
Because it's written now.
There's separations. Yeah. So my time, so the Gemara says, Shalaita tekuma lemapalasa. See, when you build something like a building, the reason you built it, you don't build things straight up like this, because it'll fall. So you want to give strength when you build with bricks, right? They lean on each other. So therefore, when it comes to the Aseres Bnei Haman and the Malchei Canaan, we don't want there to be a place for them to tekuma, to stand up, and when they fall, Rashi says, we don't want a place for them to stand up. So the question is, why does it say, Shaloi Tehe, they asked the guide, in the future? It should say, Shaloi Haya, past. So that was the question they asked him on Purim. So he writes, this is the Chayadim's words, Va'achar Shemidasoi, Haya Shaloi Loimar Bidover She'enoi Alderech HaPshat, Rak Rosh Dvarim. When the Goyin would say something that was not Pasha Pshat, he wouldn't explain himself. He would just give, say, just the Rosh Dvarim, just like give a short answer, and you have to figure it out. He says that was this was Midasei Sharabenu. This was his minik. So Heishiv Bekitzer. So what did he answer them? He said, Im Tavin Pasuk Zeh B'Parshas Ekev. If you would understand the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev that says, V'asher Asa L'chal Mitzrayim L'susa L'richboi Asher Heitzev S'meyam Tzuv HaPneim Rodzim HaChareichem V'ya'avdeim Ad Hayoyim HaZeh. It says what Hashem did to Pari Mitzrayim by the Yam Tzuv, and he destroyed them Ad Hayoyim HaZeh, till today. And the Ramban asked, what do you mean Ad Hayoyim HaZeh? They're gone. They were gone already then. They're finished. So the guy says, if you understand that pasuk, you'll understand this pasuk. That was his Rosh Prakim. He answered to the question.
Where was his statement stopped? By Hanayim Mazeh?
No, he says, I think till the whole thing, I think. V'tam Ramban. V'az Yisyashiv Gan Kei Mamor Amzal. I think so. Zim? V'amarti lo yadayin lo hivanti. So the Chayadim says, I still don't know what you're talking about. So Vamaloi, Velomaloi Tovin, why don't you understand? Haleksiv Sus Viraichvai. It says Sus Viraichvai. Oz have a nice kavanasi. I don't understand the whole Shaklavatari over here, you know what I mean? But Chayav says, okay, now I understood. Vamarti Oinyan Bafanov, so I told him what I think is Pshat, Bishama, Venira Shahida Shayafa Kivanti, Ad Kan Lashain, Bal Chayodam. So that is
You have to drink a few to get this one.
So the point that he, why Rev is bringing this to show that the Goyin held that anything that's beyond Pshat remains Tachas L'shoinech. That means even Drush, right? This is not a big Ramazim over here. This is just not Pasha Pshat. That's what the Chayodim said. So that Remez and Drush, anything is not Pasha Pshat, Tachas L'shoinech doesn't mean you can't say anything. However, it's not with the same Harchava that you say. So that's why Rev the brings this down. Now he himself goes through over here, and he said the Chayadim does explain a bit what he really meant over here, what's going on. And the basic idea is, let me see if I could say it Bekitzer over here, if I remember what he says over here. The basic idea is that we've mentioned this before, that every nation has people and has a sar. It has a malach and shemayim that's in charge of it. Kolzman the malach and shemayim is still kayam. The nation is not out for the count. They could always have a tekuma towards them. So therefore, what happened over here? The question was, why does it say Shaloi ti Elohem tekuma? The Aseres Bnei Haman and the Malchei Canaan, in the future, they shouldn't have a tekuma. L'chair, weren't they destroyed already? So the Goyin answered him, what do you mean? It says, V'asha'asa l'chal Mitzrayim l'susav l'rechboi. It says, V'ya'avdeim ad hayayim azeh. And the question is, what do you mean, V'ya'avdeim ad hayayim azeh? L'chair, weren't they totally, totally destroyed? So the answer is the kol's man that a sar of an ummah is kayam. So even though the ummah had a downfall, it's not called Avdan Olam. It's not called they're totally destroyed because they could resurrect themselves. But what happened by Mitzrayim? It says Vayavdim Ad Hayem Azeh. That means they're even today they're destroyed. Of course, today they're destroyed. So what do you mean they're today they're destroyed? Why is it not possible for Mitzrayim to come back? So those Mitzrayim were destroyed. The answer is Sus v'roichvay rama v'yam. Who's the sus v'roichvay? The sus are the Mitzrayim. The roichvay is the sar. Hashem destroyed both of them. So therefore Mitzrayim can never come back. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Vayavdim ad hayayim azeh. Even today they can't come back because they were destroyed.
Ad hayayim azeh means it's still possible for them to come back.
No, that the opposite.
Ad hayayim azeh is until now, but maybe in the future.
No, because he can't write for the future. He's writing up to where he's holding. That's what he meant to say. Right. So ad hayayim azeh means that even today, it's impossible for them to ever come back. Kusus v'raychvay. Mashen ke malchei kenan. And even the Aseres B'nai Haman, who represented Amalek, were never totally destroyed, right? They themselves, first of all, weren't totally destroyed, and therefore their Tsar was never totally destroyed. So therefore, it's possible that they might have a Tekuma one day. So therefore, in order that that shouldn't happen, when they wrote it in the Sefer Torah, and they wrote it in the Megillah, or in the Navi, it was written in a way, Shalaitiya Lahem Tekuma. We want to put it as much possible, that even though it's Shayach in the Sar and Shamayim, it's possible there should be a Tekuma, but we don't want it to happen in the future. They were destroyed. This is what the guy meant in his Rosh HaPrakim over here. But Hanegel in Yaneinu here is, that even something that's Drush, I don't know if you call that Drush or Remes, I don't know, but you see tachas l'shaynech that the Goyin held that is supposed to remain something that's barashe prokem. Now the question then is, what do you do with this sifsei tzayich kala for the side l'chayra? If those remain under your tongue, why are those on your lips? So Reb Revda doesn't have a pshat over here. He basically says over here. He basically says, "Vaislechais, it's something that's too deep for us to understand." The only thing maybe he wants to say is that later on in Parak Ches, the Gaon's going to write that Soides HaTorah are given over peh el peh, mouth to mouth, and that is a remez. The pasuk calls it Nishikais Piu, and that's the most private things. See, even things that you say, people are away from each other, but peh el peh. It's like directly one to the other. It's not even heard. So he wants
to word speech. I mean, it doesn't say.
Right. So even though in this we were bothered because in Pirush Beis he says sifsusayich means speech, but he was not referring to side there. He was referring to halachas. So we said if it means that here we have a problem. So Rebbe says maybe it means over here adarabba. It's even less public than tachas l'shaynech. Sifsusayich kala means that the side has to go peh el peh. He says, perhaps that's what the guy means. But you have to mechadish a new pshat in Sif Seisayich here. And the last thing here is Reach Salmoisayich Kereach Levonim. And this is a very important Zayar. The Zayar says, very important Zayar. It's Mamish Seidus in knowing what's pshat in Torah. And this is on the bottom of page, Reish Sadi to Reish Sadi Aleph. And it goes on for a while. And I heard this from Reb Revda numerous times also. The Zayar says, Reb Shimon Oimer, Oyla oise adam sha'oimer sha'teira ba laharais ulisaper sipurim be'alma udvarim shutim. Woe is to the person who says that the Torah is here to tell us stories and simple things like Lavan and Bilam. If that's true, he says, so why can't we make our own Torah? Well, we have a lot of stories to write over from Klal Yisrael. Let's make it. We have much better stories than it says in the Torah. All these simple stories of love, and we have all tons of stories. And he says, and if it's here just to tell us what went on in the world, so he says, like every ruler in every country has a Sefer Divrei Hayamim, he says, so why don't we make a Torah like they make a Torah? Elavada, he says, of course not. All Torah, even the stories, Heminyanim, Niskavim, Visoidis, El Yainim, Gedoyla. So he says like this. He says, Boyre'e, he says, look at the different worlds. There's an Olam Ha'elyon and an Olam Ha'tachtayim. Everything that there is, Lemaila, there's something similar, Lemata. He says, for example, in Shamayim, there's Malachim. In this world, there's Klal Yisrael. He says, but what happens is that as things go down in the worlds of Ruchnius and get closer and closer to the world of Gashmius, they have to be memait themselves in order that the world should be able to be soivalit. Even a malach that comes down to this world dresses himself up in levush looking like a person. Because if a malach would come down looking like a malach does there, the world would just blow up. It couldn't handle the kedusha. So it has to cloak itself in covers in order to be able to go down level by level, in order to be that this world should be able to handle the Kedusha. They say, I forgot who one of the big Gedolim said, what would happen if David HaMelech would walk into the room right now? David HaMelech, what would we do? Say, we'll bow down to him. No, we'd all just drop dead. We'd be Nisraf from the Kedusha. We couldn't be able to be Saival such a thing. It's not possible. We can't even imagine the Kedusha. And a Melech. And the same thing is, says the Gaon, is the same thing is with Torah. He says, so for example, if you see a person and you see that he's wearing clothing and you think that the clothing is the person, right? Everyone say, of course, they're a fool. That's not the person. Talk to the person. See what his neshama is. See what his personality is. His clothing is him. And the same thing is with Torah. The Torah and the mitzvahs are called Gufei Torah. There's Torah in Shemayim too. The Malachim had Torah too. Torah has so many different levels to it. However, and this is the lashon of the Zayar HaKadosh. He says, his lashon here is. We have that the Torah, in order that it should be able to come down to this world, and the world should be able to handle its kedusha, it has to cloak itself in all different sipurim. Hatipshim shebaolam, the fools, they just look at the levush. They see the story and no depth. They see nothing more. They don't see what's under it. The ones who know more, they don't only look at the levush. They look at the guf. Tachas the levush. That's the Torah and the mitzvahs that are in there. And then the real big chachamim, they look at the nishmas ha-Torah. That's the soidus of Torah. That's the ikar of the Torah itself. That's called, says the Gaon, the neshama shel Torah. And the Nefesh HaChaim also in Shaar Daled talks about this as well. And his lashon is that Afi derech iridasa me'olam la'olam, as the Torah went down from level to level, simtzuma atzma lislavish, it had to minimize, it concentrate itself to become cloaked for this world. Lidaber me'inyani oisa olam, it had to talk about things in this world. Kedei sheyuchal lisbol kedushasa va'ira. At Sheberita Lovi Zaylam, when it came down to this world, Nislabsha Gamkein Lidavar Be'erke V'yani Zaylam V'sipura Dehayama. It was cloaked in things from Olam Hazeh, so we should be able to be Saivalit. But of course, even though the Torah talks about things in this world, in the Ramazim, our Gufei Torah, in Yonim Pnimim, Pnimim Lepnimim, so on and so forth. And that's really in last week's Parsha, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, and the Malachim said, what are you giving the Torah down to the people? And what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Give him an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, it's a mitzvah kavadis avicha. Do you have a mother and a father? This is the iser of leisirtzach. Do you have any fights amongst yourself, any murder? And the question the Mefarshim all ask, what do you mean? So of course the Malachim knew that. What was the answer? And the answer is very simple, that the Malachim didn't care. They didn't need that part of the Torah. The Torah has so many levels. For the Torah to be an Olam Hazeh, it needed all these mitzvahs of Leisirtzach and Kavnas Avicha Vesimecha. But the Malachim said, what do they have to go down there for? Leave it up with us. We have the Neshama of Torah. We have the Saidus of Torah. All of those outer Levushei mitzvahs we don't need. And if anything, the Malachim said, I'll tell you what, let them have that. And we'll keep the rest of it. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, it's an all or nothing deal. The levush of the Torah is all part of it. It's part of Torah. And therefore, if you don't have it all, you can't have any of it. And since we, and the Torah Hashem wants it to be given, and therefore it took on this levush, since you don't have that, you can't have the rest. And since we do, we get the whole thing. But not to Chas V'Shalom think it's only the levush of Torah. So Zakter Brevda, that's why the pshat is called the Salmai Saich, is the levush. Now why is it a reach? Why is it a smell? So the answer is that
smell under the cloak.
What?
Smell comes out from under the cloak.
Well, we had this once before that the most not so much spiritual, it's almost the most gashmiistika sense that you don't consume. It doesn't become a part of you. Taste, touch, those things are done with the goof of the person, we said. We had this a different time. The reach. Mashenkin, reach is something that's external. First of all, you could be far away from it. You could be far away from it and you still smell. Right? But so what do we talk about re'iya? So, but re'iya...
Because you're not taking away from...
But the shaila is if there's physical pleasure with re'iya. You don't feel physical pleasure with re'iya. You touch, you have physical pleasure. You taste and eat, you have physical pleasure. You smell is also a physical pleasure. Re'iya, and that's why there's no bracha of... There's bracha when you see ilana, it's taivas. But there's no birchas nehanin and of Riyah. You mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you saw something. But there's no birchas hananin. When you eat something, there's a birchas hananin. You smell something, there's a birchas hananin. Because there's a physical hana to it. But you could be distant from it. You could be distant.
Shmi also not. But you made bracha on Kol Shofar.
This is a mitzvah to hear it, right? But if you hear Shmuois Taivais, it's not because of the nice music, right? Right?
Smelling is the most.
Therefore, when it came to the Saidites and the Dvash V'chalav, which is the Remez and the Drush, so that is really the essence of the Torah itself. So each one of those had a physical tasting. It's sweeter than honey. It is honey. It's like milk. But the pshat of Torah is already removed a little bit. Because this is just the external. You haven't really gotten to the kishkas of it. You're really removed from it. So that's like a step back. You're getting hana from it. You're getting hana b'teiris reach. Reach is a very minimal hana, right? But why is there no bracha achrayna on smell? Because the minute you stop smelling, it's like you digested it already, right? Food, when is bracha achrayna expire? You can't make a bracha achrayna anymore. When you're no longer nene, because the food has digested. Why is there no bracha achrayna on smell? Because the minute you stop smelling, it's gone. There's nothing that remains with you. It's kilu was equal. It was digested already. So therefore, all of these things have a physical hana to them. Mashenken, when it comes to the reyach, it's very, very minimal. You do get a gishmak from it. So the person who's only holding by the pshat, he's going to get a hana. There is a physical hana, but it's very, very removed and very simple. There's no weight to it. There's nothing last. It's not lasting the same way. Mashenkin, the other things are ingested. Your kishkas get into it. The dvash, the chalav, the neifes titaifna. So that's why when it comes to the levush, the simlei sayich, the pasuk says, v'reach sel mesayich, k'reach levanayin, because when it comes to the levush, that's begeder, a smell, a reach taif. Okay, we'll Bez Hashem continue next week.